In order for new business prospects as well as existing clients to ensure that they are targeting and catering for the correct market, they need first-hand information about key trends in the South African communication, marketing, procurement and advertising industries. So on the line, we're joined by Johanna McDowell, who's a partner at Scopin, to inform us how a first-of-its-kind study for marketers and agencies in South Africa can assist companies with maintaining a competitive edge. A very good morning to you, Johanna. How are you?
Oh, good morning. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. So tell me exactly what Scopin does.
Okay, Scopin is a global consulting firm specializing in the marketing communications industry. Specifically, what Scopin does is research, so surveys and studies into the marketing industry.
So, you know, with Scopin being a Spanish-based company, you know, how did it come to coming to South Africa, and how did they South Africanize themselves?
So what we did, through my other company, the agency search and selection company, I met Scopin for the first time about 8 or 9 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I thought they did what we did, but in fact, because they do research, it's slightly different. They were in 11 countries, and they were looking for a way to come into South Africa and Africa because they weren't on this continent. So I said to them, well, let's partner with you. And so our company here partnered with them, and we created Scopin Africa. And so they're here. Scopin's been in South Africa now for about 18 months.
So tell me now about some of the studies that you are doing.
Okay. So the main one we do is called Agency Scope. Mm-hmm. And through that process, we interview, and what we've managed to do this year is we've interviewed more than 200 leading CMOs, leading chief marketing officers in the top 200 to 300 companies in South Africa. And these are in-depth face-to-face interviews where we examine things like how do they see marketing? How do they see their agencies? Mm-hmm. What are they looking for from their agencies? What are the things that they want to do? How do they see their brands? How do they see other brands in the marketplace? So it's a very in-depth study. Over and above talking to the marketers, we also have some smaller surveys that are done online with some of the agencies. So we get a whole lot of data from the whole marketplace. And then all of those numbers are crunched together. And in fact, that's what's happening in Spain right now. And then we start presenting the reports in November.
Mm. So are there any challenges that you faced going through this type of study?
Well, the main challenge is time. Chief marketing officers are very busy people. It's difficult for them to give up an hour of their time for our researchers, but I'm really pleased this year because they did, and it takes a lot of diligence and perseverance to manage to get into these people's diaries, but you know they obviously regard it as an important study, so they give of their time for it, and these results I think will help them enormously too.
And how many people actually take part in these studies, particularly in like the in-depth interview parts?
We had a total of 217 respondents in the in-depth interview, and this has never been done before here in South Africa.
Yes.
So this will be the first time that we've had such comprehensive results. Mm. Then about 217 marketers, then about I think about 220. People in agencies, and then about 15 to 20 procurement heads. So a lot of data, a lot of people.
And what is, some of those important observations that came out of the study?
So some of the things that what I did was I asked one of the research people who conducted some of the research last year to just highlight to us, or to me, what she picked up that was different from last year to this year. Mm-hmm. Normally the study, by the way, is only done every 2 years, but it was almost like a pilot run last year. So we checked out the market and tested it, and worked out that it was going to be successful. So then we did the big run this year. A lot of respondents commented that the current agency model is no longer relevant, but it hasn't evolved along with business. Mm-hmm. But we hear this a lot. It's quite interesting. An interesting comment, if a digital agency could deliver strategy, media, and production in a cohesive way, they would be millionaires overnight.
Wow.
There is such a clear need for a strong and effective digital agency.
Yes, yes.
A sprinkling of clients are hiring specialized individuals versus specialized agencies. Mm-hmm. Social media and PR are almost always one of the top five marketing priority activities selected. That's quite interesting. And most clients are not interested in awards at all. So, yes, we know this as a fact. When agencies talk about awards, clients the marketers tend to worry that actually all the agency is focused on is the awards, and actually what they're focused on is they want work that will work for their brand.
All right. Yeah. Well, I think that's been quite insightful, and I can't thank you enough. Where can people get more information other than scopin.com/en or at Scopin Global?
Yes, they can do that, or they can contact me on email. It's jmcdowell@scopin.co.za.
jmcdowell@scopin.co.za. That is Johanna McDowell, who is the partner at Scopin, and much appreciated to have her time this morning on the Early Breakfast Show.